faces this morning. Welcome back, everyone. Good to see you all. Hallelujah. Let's stand. We're going to start praise and worship together. Once again, together, all in the house. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God. Just open up your mouth and just worship his name. Hallelujah. Oh, you are the mighty God. Oh, you are an awesome God, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you are an awesome God. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. A little more keyboard two in the monitors. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Keeps me in the valley, hides me I render to Jehovah, for he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? So much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I have 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. We say, what shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah?
Ah! so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Father, you alone are my strength, you're my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Yes, you are Lord. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Take all glory. Receive our worship, Father. You alone art worthy, O God. Lord, where else could we go but to you? There is life in no other place but in you. Truth is in you. Life is in you. You are the only way. You are our refuge, our fortress. Lord, we come unto you, and we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the worship, all the adoration. Father, be magnified in your people. Receive our worship. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, that you are here with us. You are in this place. And where you are, there is liberty. Thank you, Father, that every care, every need, every situation that challenges your children this day, oh God, is crushed and removed from them because of the presence of your glory. I declare by the authority of your word that every sickness, every disease is eradicated from the midst of your people. That the worship of your people this day will come out of the purity of God, of all that you have done in them, with them, for them, through them, and by them. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God that there's so many faces that we've not seen for a while that we can celebrate with today. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And may the peace of God garrison your hearts, that you ready yourself to receive everything that God has for you. Amen. Narekelemu, narekele, narekelemu. Nara, 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 nara,
One more time. Nara, Nara. While Mama is coming, I want you to shout one thing, not many, one thing that you want to give God thanks for. Just one thing today. Just shout it unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't say hallelujah. I said one thing that you want to thank God for. Healing, life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did anybody thank God for money?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. For property?
Amen.
For lands?
Yes.
For houses?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Goodly houses.
Amen.
Healing?
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so good to be together again. Praise the Lord. It's like everybody went on a long vacation and we do see you online and Zoom, but it's good to see everybody, at least those that are here. You can always see us, but we don't see you, so it's good to see you. Shalom, everybody. Say shalom to your friend. Just, you don't have to go shake hands, just say shalom. We are still under restriction, but we can come together, so praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is not restricted from you today. Hallelujah. Nobody can stop God for being on your side. Somebody say, God is on my side, and I'm on the side of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah again. Shout hallelujah like all your prayers are answered.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah like you're celebrating already.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's, you know, I ask God for breakthrough for every one of us today. I'm living here not the same. I'm going home with my breakthrough. So you really need to connect very well today. Say amen. Somebody say, I receive my breakthrough. You know, you can have dessert before the main meal. So that's what's happening to us right now. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, God can give us dessert before the main meal. He can do anything he wants to do because he is God and we are his people. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah to the living God. Father, we thank you for another wonderful, glorious day. This is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we choose to be glad in it. Can somebody shout with a voice of triumph? Hallelujah. Today is not a miserable day. Today is not a day of crying and just being defeated. Today is a day of glory. Day of goodness, day of power, day of sound mind, day of success, day of health, day of victory, hallelujah, day of answered prayer, day God showed up, hallelujah. Father, we receive your goodness and we receive your mercy, and out of this place we bless you. We bless you as the people of God. We bless you because you are wonderful. We bless you because you are just God. You are just awesome. Everything about you is awesome. There is no shadow of turning in you. There is no darkness in you. You are purest light, purest love, purest peace, purest joy, purest goodness. Father, we bless your holy name. And in this place, we rejoice with you. We thank you that we are with you, seated with you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we'll be called to this table of blessing. And in this place, we magnify your holy name. Your presence is permeating us now. Your presence is permeating us now. Sickness and disease are running away from us. Lack and sorrow is running away from us. Shame and degradation is running away from us. Exit! Exit! Somebody say, exit now! Exit now! Exit now! Exit now! If you have pain in your body, say, exit now! If you have trouble in your heart, say, exit now! Command them to exit! 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 Every issue you are dealing with, exit in the name of Jesus! Father, we bless your holy name. We receive the goodness of God. We welcome only the goodness of God into our lives and our families. In the name of Jesus. The Egyptian we see today, we see no more. The problems we see today, we see no more. In the name of Jesus, we enter into the goodness of God. Your promises are yes and amen. We are in the promised land, the promises of God. Your word is yes and amen. Somebody say, I'm living in the word, and the word is living in me. Father, we thank you. We came as a people of God. We see answer to all things. We don't see defeat, we see success. We see glory. And we see the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. We see testimonies. We see testimonies. We see testimonies. I see testimonies. I see testimonies. I see testimonies. In the name of Jesus, we receive and have it. And we enjoy it. And we bless the name of the Lord. This is for us and our household. Thank you for divine health. Divine peace, divine wealth that is ruling and reigning in our lives, in every one of us, biological family, biological children, spiritual children, partners, church families, everyone that is for us, this is their portion. In the name of Jesus, we bless the nation of Israel, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace within every one of us. Thank you that the covenant glory of God is working in us. Now and always. Everyone living in divine health. From age 120 plus to zero. Those in seed form. Those walking around. Those in school age. Career age. In everything you're doing. The Spirit of the Lord be with you now. In the name of Jesus. Quicken and activate your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Almighty God, for the service today. We welcome your holy presence as we continue in this part of our worship and prayer and seeking your face. May answers come to everyone who has called upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read a scripture. You may be seated. We can sit and read because you've been standing for a while. I'm going to read from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Our series is trying to talk to me. I don't need to talk to you. I'm trying to open my scripture. All right, I can start reading from. Praise the Lord. What's happening? My iPad. It's going to be a good word this morning because 1 Thessalonians. Okay, I got mine open. I hope you all have your Bible. If you don't, you can read from the screen. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's read from Faith Comes by Hearing, and Hearing by the Word of the Lord. If I didn't say God day to you, say God day to everyone. Hallelujah. All right, 1 Thessalonians 5, let us read. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Many people are wondering, what time are we in now? Everybody can see there are issues going on in every nation of the world. There's no one nation you're going to put your finger on and say, oh, it's just perfectly okay there. So it says what? So you have no need that I what? So don't be wondering too much about the times and the season. Just live holy before the Lord and you are just fine. Say amen. Hallelujah. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So it's not whether it's going to happen. The day of the Lord is coming. That's a guaranteed thing. It shall surely come to pass. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. A mother that is pregnant, when the time due season comes, just suddenly, she never knows, it could just happen any hour. When the travail comes, baby's ready to come out. So that's what they're saying. It's travail will happen suddenly. So get you and your household always ready. Amen? Amen. A simple way to live is to just say quick to forgive, quick to repent. If you live in that realm, and then you'll be in safety. Say amen. The Bible never told you that you'll never be offended. The Bible says offense will come, but do not take it. So I'm not shopping for offense today. Somebody say, I'm not shopping for offense. And if offense brings a delivery to your house, don't accept it. It's a sign for it. Say, get out of here. Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back. Say amen. Well, the Bible has given us keys of success. Let us use them. Say amen. You have not been sheltered from trouble and pain. Trouble and pain will come, but you have a choice. Say, I have a choice. I can get out of it. Verse 4, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Somebody saying, I'm prepared. So that's what the word of God is saying. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Somebody say amen. So you are not of the night and you are not of darkness. You are of light. So you will never be in darkness. I will never be in darkness. Say amen. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be what? Sober. Don't just live a care-sera-sera life. That's what it's saying. Don't live a care-sera-sera life. If you live that, you will get what? A care-sera-sera result. It's called confusion. It's called feeling not knowing who you are. Somebody say, I know who I am. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm a child of light. 7, for they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And for an helmet, the hope of salvation. So on a daily basis, this should be your garment for your spiritual man. It's the spiritual man that controls the natural man. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's not the natural man that controls the spiritual man. So if you live in the natural realm, you will end up being a night person and a dark person. But if you live in the spirit realm of God, there are all kinds of spirit realm we can live in. I'm talking about God Almighty. Salvation is yours. Salvation is mine. Breastplate of faith. So I constantly see with the eyes of faith. And I do with the eyes of faith. Somebody shout hallelujah. I am sober. I am intentional. Intentional living. Somebody say, I'm intentional. I don't just go hector-skelter. I'm intentional. Precision in your living. Say amen. So this is how, when he comes, you are ready. Somebody say, I'm ready. Jesus is coming for a bride. Brides prepare months and months and months. Hallelujah. A bride that prepares overnight and say, I'm getting married tomorrow, you know how long that marriage is going to be. Somebody say, I'm preparing. You like this scripture? Verse 9. For God had not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. May God deliver us from wrath. It's not appointed. That's not my portion. Somebody say, wrath is not my portion. Say amen. Verse 10. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. We're living with the one that died with us, whether we are awake or asleep. So 24/7, Jesus is Lord. Say amen. The consciousness of living with him should be present in our lives. Verse 11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. That's what we are doing right now. We are edifying one another. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, hallelujah, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Somebody shout hallelujah. The ones that labor among you, that are helping you spiritually and helping you, he say, do what? Esteem them very highly. He didn't just say esteem them casually. He didn't just say esteem them. He said what? How you should esteem them? How you should esteem them? Well, that's part of the package, preparing for his coming. Because Jesus is going to ask you, the people who taught you the word of God and really sacrificed their life for you, how did you treat them? That's part of the package. Somebody shout hallelujah. Some people are very casual with their ministers. Don't be casual. Somebody say, don't be casual. Remember, they are standing in an office, the office of the Lord. So that's the place. He say, esteem them very highly. They might not know how to do things the way you do things, but the things of the Spirit, they know what to do. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you tell your pastor, come and be an IT person, he will not be good at it. But you know the best. You know how to navigate yourself. So because of that, you don't use that eye to say, oh, he doesn't even know how to do this. Why should I listen to the person? Then you have fallen into a problem. They are not called to be IT people. Now they are called to spiritual IT. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have a blind pastor, then you really are in the wrong place. Your pastor should be able to see. Somebody shout hallelujah. We're quiet again. You should know what is going on with you and how to pray for you. You don't have to ask before they know. Somebody shout hallelujah. You must be in the place of that realm. Hallelujah. You must be in that place where the one that is put in that office over you can see about your life. Not everything they will say to you, because some things you're not willing, you're not ready to hear. But they can pray through it for you. They watch over your soul. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, esteem them what? Highly. Very highly. Very highly. For their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. So on Sunday, you don't eat shepherd pies, you eat glory pie. Say amen. Say amen. We've been in COVID for a long time, so we've not had time to eat that kind of pies. So praise the Lord. But we've been in hallelujah land. Verse 14, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded. Anyway, before I continue, there are many in this church, in our ministry, that highly esteem us. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then there are also some that are very casual. Even though we know that, we still love on them. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are what? Unruly. If you're a rude person, say warn them. You're not going to be in that glory realm where we're going. Remember, this is about the season and the coming of the Lord. So it's a preparation. So if you're an unruly person, you're a rude person, you're just deceiving yourself. Comfort the feeble-minded, those that are wishy-washy. They are not very strong in their mind. Comfort them, encourage them, build them up. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. Say amen. Say amen. This is how we have to live with one another. It's not easy, but we will do it. Somebody say it's not easy. Say, make it a personal thing and say, I will do it. Some people just like only perfect people. If God only like only perfect people, then there will not be room for any salvation for anybody. So God loves us in our imperfection. Say, Lord, help me. I see things I have to do. It's not easy, but I'm going to choose this path. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is not God's going to bless you with $10 million. But when you do this, the $10 million is on the way. You're going to live forever. You're not going to live as a millionaire or a billionaire. You're going to live in the God class. Somebody shout hallelujah. That is my destiny and that's yours. So either way, you are already a rich person. Lazarus, when he was on earth, Jesus told the parable in Luke 16. Say, when he was on earth, he was poor. Dogs were licking him. But his inheritance was in the bosom of Father Abraham. Whereas the rich man who was dressing in purple, enjoying everything, eating a whole lamb by himself. And Lazarus was just looking for bone to lick. But his destiny was in hell. He did not know it. Somebody say, I'm already blessed. Never sell your soul because of things. Say amen. Once you give it to the Lord, you are blessed already. This is your home. We are talking about where we're going. We are not just roaming around here for nothing. We're going somewhere. Somebody have a destination. I have a home. I have my eternal home. Hallelujah. And my home is good. My Father is there. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. Verse 15. But ever follow that which is good. But among yourselves and to all men. Say amen. So in your family, follow good. Outside your family, follow good. At your workplace, follow good. In your marriage, follow good. With your children, follow good. With your church family, follow what? Good. That's what we are commanded to do. But ever. So ever means forever. Say amen. You're not called to evil. Don't plot evil for somebody else. Don't go, I'm going to get you. While you are getting them, you fall away from the grace of God. Say, Lord Jesus, help me this morning. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Are we rejoicing? Even when we hurt, even when we are mourning. You know, sometimes, you know, we're mourning. When we mourn and our loved one, when they move to glory. It's painful while we are crying, but we should also remember their memory of the good things. Don't remember only the bad things about them. Remember the good things about them and give thanks. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Say, I will give thanks. I will give thanks. I will give thanks. It doesn't look like I need to give thanks now, but I will give thanks. Rejoice evermore. Say amen. Think about anything, one good thing. If only one you can find. If you can't find anything, just remember God allowed them to be on this earth. So there is something about them that God allowed them to come to this earth for. Hallelujah. Verse 17, pray without what? Season. Pray without what? Pray without what? So whatever you're going through, pray without season. Prayer is talking to God about whatever you want to talk to him about. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the thanksgiving. You can tell him anything. So we can all pray. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. In how many things? In everything give thanks. Did you thank God for me even right now as I'm reading the word to us? That's not true. You never, nobody said thank you. I said, did you give thanks just now? You always, well, you never did. I never heard one thank you. So that's the point. I said, most times the word come to us, we just say, yep, yep, yep. Let us be focused on what we are hearing. Say amen. Thank God. Thank God for all of you. And thank God for my life. Thank God for Apostle. Thank God for our nation. That's why all the prayers, if you hear me when I pray, I will say, thank you, Lord. He has done it already, so we are in the thanksgiving mode. Say amen. Everything give thanks. So even when you are praying, give thanks. The answer is not coming. It looks like it's getting worse. Give thanks. Say amen. The more you pray, it's like the thing is going backward, not forward. So you just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Another day, I'll stay faithful. I've not divorced God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm still a child of God. You can still say, bless God. Yeah, I'm not saying, God, forget it. You have waited too long. You just say, God, we're still on this journey. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So thanksgiving is God's will for me. Quench not the spirit by giving thanks and doing all the things we have read from verse 1 to this 19. When we do those things, we don't quench the spirit. When we do not do it, we are what? Quenching the spirit. That means the Holy Spirit doesn't quicken you anymore. You don't hear from him anymore. Not because he's gone on a journey, you have left him. Verse 20, despise not the what? Prophesying. When you hear prophecies, don't say, ah, there they go again. No, do not despise prophesying. Say amen. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Say amen. Abstain from all appearance of what? Evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you what? Holy. Is it partially? Holy. Complete wholeness. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say big amen. Verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. So as we pray for you, you need to be what? Yes, put your pastors and your ministers in prayer every day. Say amen. As they pray for you, God will do the same. They pray for them and their family. Say amen. Say amen. When you have time, don't make time, just do it. That's what the word of God says. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. Say amen. So you don't see your fellow brother or your sister coming and you just hiss. You go, oh, oh. No, he said, give them what? A holy kiss. So we don't start seeing women. So, you know, some women, they see pastor, they want to kiss pastor. If I catch you, before you find yourself, you're already on the ground. I thought you'd wake up with that one. Kiss your fellow brothers and sisters. So, girls, go give a hug to girls. Boys, give hug to boys. Say amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. All right, verse 27. I charge you by the Lord that this episode be read unto all the holy brethren. Are there holy brethren here? We have read it. Say amen. You see the power of reading the word? Read the word. Someone say, read the word. I told you very soon I won't be reading for you. You got to read yourself. So we're coming very close to that moment. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We receive the servant of the Lord, the word of the Lord, and all the full package you have for us today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Minded me, I almost forgot. So, we're just going to pray a prayer of comfort for Sister Catherine Cramble. So you can stand where you are. We'll just lift you before God. The mother just moved to glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She lived a long and healthy life. 98 years old. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right, Sister Catherine? 98. Glory to God. There is long life in this family.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for Sister Catherine Cramble. Amen. We lift her before you. We thank you, God, that she's been a wonderful daughter. Before the father moved to glory, she took care of him. Before the mother moved to glory, she took care of her. Father, we bless her this morning.
Amen.
Lift her hands up. Strengthen her. Amen. Comfort her and her family.
Yes,
as they mourn for their mother, give them peace. Strengthen them, O God. They will not mourn as people who have no hope. The blessed hope of our Lord Jesus Christ be with them. Strengthen them. Save the entire family.
Yes, Lord.
Bring peace and unity. Bring your perfect love into the family.
Amen.
Thank you, Almighty God. We thank God for the mother. She always came here and always smiling. Lord, strengthen her. Thank you, Lord, that you have received that into your bosom. Lord, bless the family. And every family that's of Glory and Peace Church, there's long life and prosperity in this house.
Amen.
And among the family of God, we celebrate life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. God is good. Amen. It's a joy to watch the little ones and see how they're responding to God. You know, I was watching, you know, as Mama concluded with the amen, there was a loud amen, and I looked, and this little one took the Bible and put it over her head. I said, wow, that's deep, that's deep, that's deep. Yeah,
the word of God on my life. Praise God. How many of you want to know about God's purpose for your life? You want to? Maybe, okay, since you said you want to, I will share it with you. Somebody say one purpose. One primary purpose. Sunday night last, I shared a word with us. If you weren't here, I do hope that you listened to it online. And I sincerely thought that was it. But as I was leaving, the Lord said, revisit that subject. So I said, Lord, when? He said, Sunday morning. Let as many as should hear this word, hear it. So this morning, I want to revisit what I shared with you last Sunday night. But I don't guarantee that it's going to be the same thing. Amen? So even though you might have been here last Sunday night, or you may have listened online, assume nothing. What did I say? Assume nothing. God's purpose for my life as a believer. What's God's purpose for my life? As a child of God, what is God's purpose for my life? Some have mistaken their professional occupation as their purpose. That's not. Some have aligned the purpose of their life to their destiny. There is one purpose. There is one purpose. It is the primary purpose. So come with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 1. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, I'm going to need a lot of help from the back today so I can move fast because I have lots of scriptures to share with you. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 1 says, the words of the what? The words of the what? The words of the what? The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Now, I want you to notice the declarations here and who it is that is making the declaration. The declaration has been made by the wisest of all. The Bible says he had the wisdom of God. God gave him wisdom. And he says himself, first and foremost, I'm a preacher. The son of David, that is his pedigree. That is the family that he came through. King in Jerusalem, that is his platform. Are you with me? But he is first and foremost the preacher. He's a son of David.
and his platform that he uses to proclaim the word is that he is king. Are you with me? Your platform may be a nurse, doctor, engineer, chef, whatever. That's your platform. The family you came from is the family you came from. But the first and foremost thing about you is that you are a preacher. Everyone here. I'm a preacher. You are a preacher. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 12. This is what he says. I, the preacher, was king. I, the preacher, was king. But I continued. I don't know if you're with me. If he says was, we know that he continued to be king until he died. But he's saying, I, the preacher, was king. Meaning that even when I'm not king, I'm still a preacher. That doesn't change. I want you to understand who it is that you are. You are a preacher. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, this is the last chapter. Verse 8, he's wrapping up and he says, vanity of vanities, said the what? Said the king, the preacher. All is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was what? The preacher was what? He that winneth souls is what? Wise. So if you are not a preacher who is winning souls, you are not what? And if you are not wise, you are what? I didn't say it, you said it. It's just the point. That if you are not wise, you're foolish. And who is foolish? It is the fool that says in his heart, there is no God. And when you do not believe in God or his word, you are foolish. But when you believe the word of God, you have no choice but to preach because you know that whatever God said is the truth. Hallelujah. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of what? Truth. The preacher. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, and verse 38. Matthew 1, and what a minute. What did I do here? Anyway, the verse I'm looking for, and I've noted it wrongly, simply says, Jesus said that the reason he came was to preach. Amen? Jesus came to do what? Preach. Hallelujah. What did I say Jesus came to do? Preach. Mark 1 and verse 38. Yeah. For whatever reason, my Bible wasn't opening to Mark 1:38. But it's there. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also. For therefore came I what? I came forth to do what? Preach. Number one reason. Before Jesus saves, he said, my number one reason is to preach. Yes, he came to save. Yes, he came to do all of that. But he tells us himself, for therefore came I forth to do what? Preach. I didn't come to just preach in one place. I came to preach everywhere. I must continue to do what my assignment is, and it is to preach. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 3 and verse 14. Mark 3:14. He says, and he ordained 12 that they should be what? With him. Raised up and ordained 12 that they may be with him. Why? And that he might send them what? Forth to preach. Are you getting the point? That is his purpose. Even for them to be with him. You want to spend time with God? The reason he wants you to hang around him is so that you can go out and do what? Preach. Luke chapter 4 and verse 43. Luke 4, 43. And he said unto them, I must what? Preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Why was I sent? To preach. I thought he was sent to deliver us from all evil. Yes. But how is he going to do it? Preach. Are we on the same page? The engine is revving. Okay, now we're going to start taxiing. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to. Are you getting the point? He's anointed me to what? Preach. That is my purpose. The purpose of the anointing. Yes, it is to destroy yokes and to remove burdens. But first and foremost, it is to preach. So I must ask myself, am I fulfilling my purpose? The reason why I'm here. The reason God anointed me. Am I doing what God called me to do? Am I, well, God wants me to be a worshiper. And God says, Do you know the place where he talks about God is seeking worshipers? He was doing one thing. He was preaching. You're not a true worshiper of God if you're not a preacher. So, Pastor, this is getting really hard. I asked you before I started, do you want to know your purpose? So now I'm talking about purpose. God anointed me to preach the gospel. Yes, to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to captives and recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are what? Bruised. Verse 19. To preach. Are we getting the point? I'm a what? Preacher. I am a preacher. Solomon got that right. I'm a preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. King in Jerusalem is his platform. I'm a preacher. Son of Edwin Eniwo Edukore, a pastor, an evangelist, that's my platform. A prophet, that's my platform. An apostle, that's my platform. A teacher, that's my platform. A businessman, that's my platform. A doctor, that's my platform. That's the place where I am launching out from. A preacher, son of so-and-so, an IT engineer, that's your platform. Whatever it is that you are doing, I'm a lawyer, that's your platform. I'm an astronaut, that's your platform. I'm a housewife, that's your platform. That's where God wants you to function from. Because he's got to have somebody everywhere. Amen? I'm a janitor. That's your platform. But first and foremost, you are a preacher. That's it. In Isaiah 61 and verse 1, from whence we got Luke chapter 4 and 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me. He hath anointed me. He hath anointed me. He hath anointed me to preach. The reason for the anointing is so that you what? Preach. The reason for the anointing is not so that you have goosebumps. So that you preach. God, I want to be anointed. Why do you want my anointing? Yeah, I want it so I can heal the sick. And God said, that's very good. But first of all, I want you to be a preacher. And from your preaching, these other things, signs and wonders, follow the preaching. Do not preaching, we're not together.
In Proverbs chapter 11, Proverbs 11 and verse 30. It says, the fruit of the righteous, which is the fruit of the Spirit ultimately, is a tree of life. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. So you see the fruit, you see the tree. And what is this fruit and the tree? He that winneth souls is what? Wise. So the fruit of the righteous are souls that are won to God. That we do whatever it is that we must do to make sure that souls come to God. Souls that come to God are souls that have been removed from the claws of the enemy. We've got to depopulate hell and populate heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9. The Gospel of Luke chapter 9 and verse... Let's look at verse 2 first. Luke 9 and 2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Those two go together. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke 9 and verse 60. Luke 9, 60. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and do what? Preach the kingdom of God. So the dead, let them bury the dead. Go preach the king. Go preach. Is that serious? I can hang around this. Go preach. That's your assignment. Didn't call you here to bury people. Go preach. That's why many years ago, when a dear daughter of the Lord, blessed memory, Sister Esmeralda Clark, she said, Pastor, I want to go home. I said, no, you can't. So I want to die. I said, I don't have time to bury you. So you can't die until I'm ready. I have places to go and preach. And one afternoon, I'm sitting in my family room on Lincrest at that time. And I said to the Lord, I said, okay, concerning Sister Esmeralda Clark, Father, I have a week before I go out again. Do what you want to do. Within 30 minutes, the woman that was busy chatting with the nurse and everything, within 30 minutes, from the time I released her, she closed her eyes. It was not until I was ready. And we put her to rest, and the next day we're on the plane flying out. Because God didn't call me to be a barrier of people. Called me to what? Preach. It's the first thing. That's the first thing. And I thank God every day for the grace that He's granted. I know people die. And a dear daughter of the Lord lost the mom just this last week. But that is not our primary purpose. We're supposed to live as long as we want to. Hallelujah. But the one thing we cannot do without is preaching. That's my assignment. That is the calling of God upon my life, upon your life. It is to what? Preach. Every opportunity you've got, drop a word in there. Tell somebody about the goodness of God. Tell somebody about the kingdom of God. Tell somebody about the awesomeness of the God you serve. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every day, find an opportunity to say something. In Acts chapter 14, Acts chapter 14 and verse 15. Acts 14, 15. Acts 14, 15. And saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities. Remember what the preacher said, vanity of vanities? That you turn from these vanities unto the living God. That's what we're preaching. Turn from vanities, things that don't really matter altogether, and turn to the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. Turn to God, the one who is in control of everything. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be what? Added unto you. Whatever it is that the world is scrambling for, it's going to be added to you. But you got to put first things first. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith. That's what we preach. We preach the word of faith. We don't preach the word of unbelief. We preach the kingdom of God. We preach the word of faith. Romans 10, 13 through 15. Romans 10, 13. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. How then shall they call on him? Watch this. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not what? Believed. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not what? Heard. And how shall they hear without what? A preacher. So if we want them to come to salvation, we got to do the first thing. Preach. Preach. There's got to be a preacher. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Verse 6. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 6. It says, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden, watch this, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to what? Preach the word in Asia. Why are they forbidden? Because they knew that they were supposed to keep on preaching, and they kept on going, and the Holy Spirit said, no, don't go yet. When last did the Lord stop you from preaching? Or is he dragging you all the time? Go, 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 go. These guys were going, and they were stopped. Because the word of God is, go.
Go.
Oh, I need to be led. It didn't say I need to be led. It said go. That is your lead. Go. Hallelujah. Just go. I need to know which place to go to. Just go. If I don't want you to go there, I will stop you. But if I don't stop you, you're meant to go. Praise the Lord. So the question is this. Will you go globally or locally preaching the gospel in partnership with God? See, there is that which we call the Great Commission. And I'll share that with you in a moment. But in that Great Commission where God says, go into all the world, He is not just giving us a commission. He's saying, I'm going to be your partner or co-mission. Co-missionary with you. God is not sending us without help available. This is so deeply ingrained in the message of the Word of God to us as His people, that Paul makes a statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16. This is so heavy that Paul makes this statement. He says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Can you imagine how heavy that is? He says, woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel. This is a necessity. This is absolutely necessary that I preach the gospel. So, Pastor, what are you saying to us? I'm saying the assignment and calling is not just to me as a full-time minister, but to you as a full-time minister. We are all full-time ministers. I don't know if you're getting it. We are all full-time preachers. We may be preaching from different platforms, but we are all the same. Full-time. That's your calling. That's your purpose. I don't care whether you're a lawyer, a businessman, a businesswoman, a roofer, a plumber, an electrician, a doctor, an engineer, a surgeon, a politician. You're a preacher. Daniel was a politician, wasn't he? But was he a preacher? Yeah. Doesn't matter what you are, what you do, that's just a platform you've got. Make use of your platform. And when God gives you a platform and you're not using it to preach the gospel, I don't want to tell you what can happen. So that you don't say, Pastor swore over my life. No. But your platform is your platform. Don't spend your time decorating your platform without you using your platform for its real purpose. Some people have their platform framed on the wall. God says, I want you to use that thing that you put on the wall and use it as your platform to preach. Oh, God has blessed me. I've made lots of money. And God says, good. Preach. Use it to preach. Are we getting it? Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Now, this is going to go a little bit dark for a moment, but we're going to come back to life. It says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel. So we're not just preaching for preaching's sake. We're preaching what God's word says. Amen? It says, though we or an angel, don't care if even an angel, and that angel came from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Do you understand that the only time that Paul actually used a word that has to do with judgment had to do with the preaching of the gospel? He says, woe is me if I don't preach. Now he says, let anybody who comes and preaches something else other than the truth of the word of God, I don't care if it's an angel that just arrived, just landed, and the wings are still there and everything. Not that angels have to have wings. You understand what I mean? You say, don't buy into it. Tell that angel you are cursed. Verse 9. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man, what? Preach any other gospel. This is verily, verily, verily. Unto you, than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. Wow. Why is the preaching of the gospel important? Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 17 through 19, make this statement. Ezekiel 3, 17 through 19. And actually, I'll take it up to verse 21. Ezekiel 3, starting to read from verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman. You can replace that word watchman with the word preacher. Unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth. That's key. Every preacher must hear the word of God from God's mouth. Before I come to share with you, I have to talk to God and say, God, what do you want to say? So whatever it is you're hearing from me right now is what God wants to say. Amen? This is, and that's why I can declare it boldly, because I know God said. If I didn't know, then I'll be preaching my own stuff. And that will not be the truth. He says, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. So the preacher is saying what God is saying. Verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at whose hand? At thine hand, because you did not tell them. I remember many months ago, close to a year now, I suppose, I stood here and I began to declare what God was saying about New York. I don't live in New York. I've been in New York maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 times. That's it. But God was saying something right here from this pulpit, from this platform. One in New York about what is coming to New York, about how the economy was going to start to collapse there because of the attitude of leaders in that land. Well, if you're listening to the news, you know what's happening in New York. People are fleeing from New York. Just like God said from here. Well, if I didn't speak the word of warning, then God says, I become responsible. Things will still happen, but you are responsible because you did not forewarn. At about that time, the governor said that the whole situation with COVID, that God had nothing to do with it. He did it. I took care of it. And it hit the fan. God warned. Guys, watch it. The word was so strong, he said, if they don't stop it, that the center of economy, the financial center that New York is, was going to shift off from New York. Now that is serious. Is it beginning to happen? It's beginning to happen already. But people sometimes are not smart. Why did I say what I said? I said it because I heard from the mouth of God. And so I said what God was saying. I cannot take credit for it, because it was all God. Amen? Next verse. Yet if thou warn the wicked, if you warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Huh? You mean that my preaching brings about my deliverance? Yippee, you got it. You set yourself free by preaching. Next verse. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness. So here, the preaching is not just to the ungodly, or rather to the non-believer. It is to the one who is godly and is beginning to act ungodly. He says again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning. So stumbling blocks are removed from people's lives because preachers speak the word of God and say, this is what God's word is saying. And because of that, there's no need for a stumbling block. And in this case, it says a stumbling block causes people to die. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he had done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Because you saw him doing the wrong thing and you said nothing. Next verse. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is what? Warned. And that's the role of the preacher. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. So not only is he delivered, you also are delivered because of the what? Preaching. Let me leave that alone. Come with me to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 2. How do we get to preach? We've talked about the word of God coming to us. He says, here Paul says, and I went up by what? Revelation. I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. I went up by revelation. Now, that means that by revelation we are elevated to begin to speak the word of God, to be true representatives of God. It says, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Let's go further. What does the Lord say to us? In Matthew chapter 28, Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, because I have all the power given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and what? Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God is saying, listen, I'm going to be with you. So, God, I want you to be with me. And God says, go preach. That's how you're going to have to be. I cannot be separated from the preacher. Amen? God cannot be separated from the preacher. So if you want God to be with you in everything that you do, preach. That's wisdom. Mark 16. This is very key. Mark 16, beginning to read from verse 15 through 20. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. Wow. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be what? Damned. 17, and these signs shall follow them that, what? Believe. I want you to notice that. These signs shall follow them that, what? Believe. What did they believe? The word that you preached. He says, these signs shall follow them. I know the signs follow the preacher, but God is saying, these signs shall follow them that believe, because everybody that hears the word of God is meant to what? Preach. So he says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Them, the ones that believe, shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Oh, wow. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not, what? Hurt them. Which people? The people that are preachers. This is not a promise to people who are sitting on their behinds doing nothing. The promise about you drinking any deadly thing and it not hurting you is a promise to preachers that believe. You want to hear the truth, right? That's all you're going to hear from me. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This is the sign that follow believers. And the believers are supposed to be preachers. Because every believer is a preacher. And every preacher must tell the believer that he is supposed to preach the same thing. Go. 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Sat down at the right hand of God. And guess who else is seated at the right hand of God? We are believers, preachers. In Christ Jesus, we're seated. He says, because Jesus now is seated at the right hand of God, they went forth and did what? Did what? Say it again. They went forth and preached in some places. Everywhere, the Lord working with them, the preachers. The Lord is working with them and is in heaven? Yes. And confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Wow. Are we getting it? Luke 10. Let me begin to wrap this. Luke 10, 16 to 20. Same scenario. He that heareth you. This is important. God is saying here, listen, I didn't tell you that you're going to convert them. I just told you to go tell them. He says, and whoever hears you, hears me. And he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. Who sent him? The Father. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Hallelujah. Devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Who is he speaking to? Preachers. Hello? I hope you're getting it. 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that these things are subject to you, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Your names are written in heaven. These are my partners. Therefore, your name is written. Guess what? He said he's going to blot certain people's names out. Is that not what it says? He says, I'll blot their names. Your name cannot be blotted out if it was not written. So in essence, this is, I know this is very heavy, Hello. But I dare say to you, if you are not focused on being wise and being a preacher of the Word of God, you're playing Russian roulette with your salvation. I know some people are going to be pulling their hair on that one. But get the point. Get the point. Get the point. In Luke 21, verse 15 through 18, he tells us, listen, I'm not telling you that this is going to be easy. Saying you're going to go through some rough times, but don't worry. He says, for I will give you a what? A mouth. I'm going to give you a mouth. And what? Wisdom. I'm going to give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, all of your enemies shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. He says, ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. However, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Oh, my Lord. Maybe I need to revisit this whole segment again by itself. Because if I start on that right now, I'm going to keep you for another hour, and I don't want to do that. But notice he started out by saying in verse 16, he says, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kings and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And then he ends in verse 20. Or rather, 18. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. How do we have both? That's where I'm going to have to spend some time to explain that. Because basically, this is it. They can hurt your body, but they cannot hurt your soul when you're a preacher of the word. You don't belong to the devil. You belong to God. Amen? Hallelujah. James 1 and verse 25. James 1, 25, God tells us something very interesting. He says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. When you look into the perfect law of liberty, which is the perfect law of love, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. You see something interesting there? He not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. But he didn't say word, he says work. This man shall be blessed in his deed, because the word of God becomes the works of God in your life. God says, don't be a forgetful hearer. You hear the word of God, proclaim it. Go tell it. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's come and he's Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. in Luke 6, 45 through 49. Luke 6, 45 to 49. This is what the Word of God says. Remember where we started from, the fruit, the tree of life. Yes? A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of their heart, his mouth speaketh. So the preacher has to be full of the Word of God to preach. Jeremiah puts it this way. He says, it's like fire in my bones. I cannot help but preach. Amen? And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So you're calling me Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I said. And what was the last thing he said for us to do? Go, preach. So you're calling me Lord, but you don't do what I say. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. It's like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, could not shake it, could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Wow. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And finally, Matthew 7, 21. Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And remember what I said, first primary purpose is to do what? Preach. Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, watch this. This is very interesting because we are going to be, and I need to revisit this particular passage again as I'm going to do with the other one. It says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? That sounds like preaching to me. And in thy name have cast out devils. That sounds like a preacher to me. Because that's part of the signs that follow them that believe, right? And in thy name done many wonderful works. That sounds like a preacher to me. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Oh. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh. What is that all about? This is a person that's professing to be representing God that is not following the mandate of God. So it's not just about, it's about doing what God says to do. I'm going to come back to this because this is a scary one. 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The one who comes, hears my words, and does them. That's the reason why I have to talk and consult with Father and say, what do you want to say? What is it that you want to say? 25. It says, the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Wow. 28. Came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. 29. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. He was not wishy-washy on this. He was right, straight center. And child of God, let me end this session by saying this to us. Our purpose is to preach. Ultimately, your preaching is your demonstration of love, not only towards God, to yourself, and to other people. Amen? And everything that we want to do, we must do in that vein. Now, we may not all be able to go to the ends of the earth, but we can all pull our resources together to make sure that somebody is sent. Amen? But whether you are sending or not, you still have the assignment to preach. You still have the assignment to do what? Preach. Have no fear of man. Just communicate the gospel. Say, but I don't know what to say. He said, I'm going to fill your mouth. And let me say this way. Preaching the gospel doesn't mean that you hose them down one shot. No. Preaching the gospel, sometimes it might just be you starting out by befriending, inviting that co-worker to your house or for coffee and chat about baseball, chat about whatever it is, and sneak something in. Say, this has been a wonderful time. You know, just fellowshipping with you outside the office. Now, how's your family? Is there anything you want me to pray about? Because I believe God is a God who can meet all of our needs. Sometimes, you know, you might have all the money, but money can't buy everything. Money can't buy real true peace of mind. And I just want you to know that I'm here. I have a relationship with God, and I want to pray with you and pray for you and stand by you and be of help to you. Whatever it is, just slide it in. Just slide it in. And let God begin to work at it. You know, if you have a little grain of sand in your shoe, every year going, you want to get that grain out. Put a grain in there that will make them cry out to God. Whatever it is you need to do, just be the preacher. When you wake up every day, say, God, who is it that you want me to minister to today? I know you said you will be with me. And Lord, I just need your presence. And use me today. So you go to the mall, you're in the grocery store, you wherever it is that you are, you're ministering. You see somebody down the street as you're driving, and you're praying, and you're releasing the word of God. It's part of your preaching. Because you're sending the word of God as an evil-seeking missile to dismantle every activity of the enemy in that life. Because it is not everybody that you are going to be able to reach. But there's somebody that's been assigned by God to connect with that person. And you are making the way smooth, ready for that person. So that when that person comes, the fruit is ripe and, you know, when fruit is ripe, you don't have to pull hard. Sometimes just blowing on it, it will fall in your hand. Hallelujah. Did you receive the word of the Lord? Amen. You get the point? Praise the Lord. Rise with me. Lord, you said you will make us fishers of men. You said you'll build your church, and the gates of hell will not and cannot prevail over your church. We've received your word today. As words of love, not judgment. Words that won, not words that tear down. We receive your words, and we are confident that the truth of your word will cause us all to walk in divine freedom. We leave this place today knowing who it is we are, what we've been called and purposed to do. We know that you've called us to be preachers. And Lord, we are asking, oh God, that the grace to be effective preachers be bestowed upon us, that we will be effective in bringing healing and deliverance to the people that you've assigned us to. We receive our calling. We receive our mandate. And we say, Lord, let thy kingdom come, your will done in the earth as it is in heaven. For we celebrate your goodness now and always. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank God for every one of you. I trust that you are taking on and have taken on your mandate, and you're using the platform that God has given to you to propagate this gospel of peace. Amen. This time we're going to share in communion, and while we're getting ourselves ready to share in communion, I want you to also position yourself to release that special gift of faith. Your giving makes it possible for the gospel to be preached. I really have a sense deep within my spirit that the time is coming. The time is coming that Mama and I are going to be going out again. Praise the Lord. And so I want those partners in faith, those who are champions of faith and called to join us in that commission, to begin to set apart funds for evangelism, so that when we are ready to go, at the command of the Lord, that we'll be able to do so effectively and efficiently. And if you give in very specifically towards evangelism and missions and stuff like that, always mark it out as that, you know, under the order aspect on your envelope, and those that are doing the counting will know what account to set it into. We have an account called the War Chest account. We've had it for years. It is going to go into that war chest. Amen. Hallelujah. And because the time is coming, I sense it. It's coming. It's coming. And I don't know when for sure, but definitely in the new year. But I want us to be ready before we get to that time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Did you receive the word of the Lord? How many of you are ready to obey the word of the Lord and do what God says you are called to do? If you are, just raise your hand and wave it to Him. Let God see your hand. Praise the Lord. He sees your hand and He takes your hand and He's going to give you opportunities to share the gospel. You may not share it the same way I share it. He has a unique way that He's going to share the word of truth through you. But it will be the same word. It will exalt the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and introduce people into the kingdom of God. Amen?
I just wanted to add something to that. You know, we're all called to be preachers. As you're all evangelists, tell somebody about the Lord. But that wherever you are working, you preach from that place. That's all Apostle has been saying. Some people now are going to go and quit their job, say, Apostle said we are all preachers, so you're going to open shop in your basement or somewhere and have five people and say, I'm not a preacher or something. No, that's not what he's saying. You go be, you preach, tell somebody. If you hear the goodness of God, tell somebody about what you have heard. What you heard today, tell somebody. Tell a family member. Tell a friend. Tell your co-worker. Some of you work in companies that you have thousands of people. And in your church, you don't have that kind of people. You have access. Make friends. Enlarge your circle of telling somebody about Jesus. That's what we are all called to. Everybody can do this. Everybody can do this. You can tell somebody about the goodness of God. You can tell somebody God loves you. That's the word of God. You can tell somebody God doesn't want you to be sick. God wants you well. That's the word of God. You can tell somebody God can bless your children. You can tell somebody God wants to teach your children. These are all the word of the Lord. So you don't have to be. Now, there are people who are going to be called to be full-time preachers, but not everybody is called. If you are not called, don't go call yourself, because the Holy Ghost have to give you utterance. If He doesn't call, He doesn't give utterance. But for everyone, you have utterance to tell somebody. Say amen. So don't go get yourself confused and say, well, I'm going to quit my job now and then this. Well, then your family is going to suffer because God has called you.
I hope that's not what you heard me say.
I know that's not what you hear, but people always like to hear what they want to say, so I'm just emphasizing.
I know.
Don't go make foolish decisions. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. This is the body of the Lord. It's a body that was broken for our redemption, our deliverance. Body that's made it possible for us to be the people of God. As you take off this body and you eat, do it in remembrance of Him who's loved you with an everlasting love.
Amen.
And be empowered to succeed. Take and eat.
It's a cup of covenant. Jesus called it His blood. So as we take of this, may your body be healed. May there be restoration. May you become a preacher of the word of God. In Jesus' name, take.
Amen. Hallelujah. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. May the calling of God upon your life be fulfilled. May grace abound towards you, and may you do what God says you can do.
Amen.
God calls us to gather together, bring together, not to separate. as you preach, bring in the harvest into the house of the Lord. Amen. We are people that have one calling, one body, the body of Christ. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. See you tonight. And please be reminded that this Thursday, we start our spiritual warfare conference. That'll be 6:30 on Thursday. Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. But starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there's going to be the conference, the spiritual warfare conference. Spread the word. Be here. Let us experience God together. Amen? All right. See you tonight. Good night. Blessings.